Item 2, from the Office of the Sheriff, submitting an informational report regarding the inmate video visiting system at the Milwaukee County Jail. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this particular item I wish to bring to your attention because it could directly and definitely will impact some of your constituents, and felt it was appropriate to tell you of a current condition at the Milwaukee County Jail. The video visitation system at this point is not functioning, and there's several things that I want to bring to your attention and the potential recommendations that will be forthcoming probably in the next cycle or two. The issue being that back in 2002, a video visitation system was installed at the Milwaukee County Jail. There were a multiplicity of reasons why that took place. We used to have visitors that literally went up on the pods in a secured area, cut off from the inmates, and the visits would take place. Back before the system was put in place in 2002, there was a significant security breach that definitely brought to our attention that this was not the best, if you will, evidence-based way for visitation to take place. Across the country, then, video visitation is now the standard. Also, this same system, different vendor right now, is at the House of Correction. The unfortunate issue is, since 2002, the current vendor went out of business. The equipment that we now have is obsolete. And unfortunately, on December 8th, the complete video part of the system no longer works. We have audio, but no video. So people's inmates' families come to our facility. They can still, quote-unquote, have a visit, but all they get is to hear their voice. They do not get to see them. Page 2 of my report, you'll see that for the last 3 years, the Sheriff's Office has put as their number one priority a replacement of the video visitation system into the capital projects recommendations. That particular system was whatever committee that existed as to what items would be put into the capital projects did not put it on their list, and therefore it did not come to the board for approval. Therefore, what's the solution? We obviously have a problem. I have two potential solutions, and I'll simply put them out there for information. I don't expect you to make our decision unless you want to give advice. We're certainly open to that. But here's the current two best case scenarios right now. If we attempt to get this system back on as it existed before December 8th, we would go out for RFP, but of course we would need some capital improvement approval from the board and so forth. It's a $1.5, $1.6 million issue if we put in the same type of system that has been in place since 2002. That is certainly a significant piece of money, but it would give free visitation to all the inmates, and the onus would be certainly on the county then to pay that bill and have the system put in place. That's option one. The second option, which is one which is maybe fiscally more palatable for the county, is there is new systems, new technology that has been being put up around the country for video visitation, and it basically works like this. The same concept where visitors can come to the jail, they hook up just like they do on our current system, they can see them, talk to them through the apparatus, the technology, if you will. And what is being generally proposed by vendors is that is a free system. However, nothing's for free, so there is a caveat. The caveat is that it opens up visitation from cell phones, smartphones, computers, and so forth to where someone on the outside schedules a visit with an inmate. They get hooked up via our staff and so forth through scheduling, and the individual calling in has to pay 50 cents per minute for the call. The disadvantage, of course, is that someone's paying for it, someone wishing to visit with their loved one, they're going to pay 50 cents a minute if they want to literally see them and talk to them. If they come to the jail, that visit would be free. Otherwise, it's 50 cents a minute for, let's say, an off-site type visit. The advantages, disadvantages, I think are apparent. Based on, I will just tell you what our potential thoughts are, and certainly open to discussion, certainly from and recommendations. As of this time, if indeed there is the capital project will not move through this year, if we're going to restore any type of visitation, there is one company, which I won't name right now, that is willing to do what's called a beta test, where they would put three machines into the jail as soon as possible and open it up to where the external people could call in at the 50 cents a minute. That would be a beta test. I don't know the legalities of that right now, of giving any company that option without first doing an RFP. That I would have to check with counsel on, and that this is very fresh, so that hasn't taken place yet. So the bottom line is we can potentially do the beta test and get at least a small portion of it up and running very quickly, or based on counsel, if we need to do a full RFP process first, that is the other option. So the biggest issue is I wanted the board to know that your constituents right now are not able to physically see their loved ones at the jail, and definitely wanted you to know that particular issue, and we will move forward very shortly with a solution. Thank you.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Inspector, is there some law that requires our facility to have these capabilities, from a civil rights issue to whatever?
Mr. Chairman, and I look at counsel as I give this, if he wishes to correct me, that will be helpful. DOC code 350-350 has a specific piece, if you will, where visitation is very nebulously written into the code that it should be taking place. It is not specifically defined how it should take place or how often it should take place, but as a general rule, it is in the code.
Okay. I guess it's like a lot of stuff around here. We're going to just, instead of legislate, we're going to litigate. My question, it's been to this capital improvements group for 3 years, and it's been denied all 3 years. Have you been told why?
Mr. Chairman, the answer is no.
I'd like to ask the county executive's representative what is going on that after 3 years this is still not deemed worthy.
Welcome, Dr. Colton.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. As you might remember, the County Executive's 2014 budget prioritized the most critical life and safety issues that we have in the county, and that's what you had in that proposed budget. Unfortunately, this item, actually the second year, the funding was not available to make it into the budget.
That didn't answer my question. This has now been the third straight year, and why is it being disqualified?
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. Just to clarify, this was the second year. The 2014 budget was the second year it was requested. And because of the funding constraints and the bonding cap, we had to prioritize the most critical issues in the county. And unfortunately, this one, because at the time, it was still a working system, did not make it to that level.
So I guess I guess what makes it to the level is if we have some litigation, then that means that brings its importance and prominence to that committee.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. We heard in, I believe it was October, that the system was first malfunctioning, which was still in the window where it could have been amended by the board to be included in the capital budget. Before that, we had heard that the system was old. It was, I think, the request said it was installed in 2005. So it was an aging system, but it was still functioning. So it wasn't until October that the system first malfunctioned.
Okay, so you heard, yet the Sheriff's Department submits these requests, and I'm assuming that this capital committee or whatever looks at all of these requests and sees the merit in them. And so now I'm hearing that you all didn't understand that, or wasn't that important, or what? What's the issue?
Chairman, again, just to reiterate that there's hundreds of requests that come in, and we have to prioritize because of the funding limitations, as you know, the most critical issues that are life and safety issues. This one is not a life and safety issue, and that is why it didn't. Obviously, a really important issue, and if there wasn't funding limitations, it obviously would have made it in. But every decision of what's included in the budget is a difficult one, and for that reason, didn't make it in this year. But I think we're open to conversations with the Sheriff's Office about the best way we can get the system back up and running as soon as possible.
I don't have anything else.
Were there other questions for Ms. Colton, for Dr. Colton, or
yeah?
Otherwise, I'm gonna stay with the order.
Okay.
You got a couple. You have for Dr. Colton, or?
Or it was to Supervisor Borkowski's issue.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I'm a member of the Capital Improvements Committee, and for those projects that were funded, they had to at least have a score of about 19 or so, and I have no sense as to where this project, how this project was scored, that is to say where it was on the list. But given, and I wasn't aware of what Dr. Colton said with respect to having been apprised of the malfunction in October, I wasn't aware of that. Maybe if we had that information, maybe something else could have happened. But nevertheless, I, as the co-chair of finance and a member of this capital improvements committee, was not aware of what was going on as related to the system. I just wanted to let somebody know that. Thank you, okay. Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Staskunas, and then Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have to respectfully disagree with Dr. Colton on one thing. As I read this, it seems to me that we do have a real potential safety factor when we talk about the violation of restraining orders and the abuse of this external system. I mean, you've got that listed as one of the potential disadvantages undergoing with this new telephone system, and it seems to me like we really could be in a position where we are jeopardizing, you know, safety and allowing, you know, some restraining orders and injunctions to be violated. So I think there is a bit of a safety factor, not just an inconvenience factor for the visitors, but a safety factor. The other thing, Mr. Chair, is that however it happened, you know, the scoring system, you know, goes into the committee for capital projects, and then they sprinkle dust on it and score it however it comes out. But we all know now that our system is about to go is down. And frankly, I agree with Supervisor Borkowski. We ought to jump on this before we get sued. I mean, and we will be sued eventually by an inmate or an inmate's family, and we all know that that would be coming. So we ought to really jump on this. And, Mr. Chair, we're the judiciary. It's not on our agenda for any motions or anything, but I would think that the proper action at this point would be maybe to start talking with finance and amend the capital improvement budget, find the money. I understand we were at it was a self-imposed cap, so there is room to borrow this money. This seems to be a pretty important project to borrow money for, still at good interest rates. So, frankly, my thought would be let's start looking into amending the budget, borrowing the money, and doing this the right way instead of the patchwork way, which is patchwork and just also has some disadvantages as the inspector laid out.
Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Inspector Schmidt, in your remarks earlier, you mentioned that there's a 50 cent per minute charge for the usage of this equipment. That seems to be a bit excessive. Can you tell me how you guys arrived at that number?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, this is a number that the company that was willing to do the beta testing gave to us. This has not gone to RFP. This is only one vendor that we have been working with on other issues that provided that information. Obviously, this would, if that is the solution that's deemed appropriate, it would go to RFP and there'd be a competitive bid process. So it's not our number. It's simply the one the vendor gave.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It seems clear that this system has been failing in stages over a long period of time. And yet, I don't recall the last time this was brought to our committee's attention, at least in those terms. As Supervisor Johnson indicated, I think the Capital Improvements Committee might have taken a different view of this had this been publicly aired at an appropriate time prior to the budget hearings. All that said, I think there are civil rights issues certainly in play here. I'm disturbed to hear that this has gone so long without appropriate attention having been paid to it. I'm certainly troubled by that. But I'd like to know what, from Dr. Colton, what the administration's current position is on this issue, given our now enlightened circumstance. We know this is vexing, we know it's troubling, and we know it's going to be treated, and I agree with Supervisor Staskunas, we're likely to be sued over this. What's the remedy that you are proposing for this circumstance?
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. I spoke with Inspector Schmidt right before, and I think the next appropriate step would be to have a conversation between the county executive and the sheriff's office about the options that we have available given the funding constraints in the budget and the needs of the sheriff's office.
And is your proposal that those conversations take place and report back to this committee in the near future?
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. Sure. Just as you learned about this recently, we also did just learn about this recently, so I think we're in the very beginning stages of trying to figure out what our options are and how we can implement a system going forward.
So there was no communication between the Sheriff's Department and the county executive on this issue and the implied civil rights issues that it involves prior to the budget hearings?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Inspector Schmidt.
I respectfully want to redirect kind of what the implications are here. I have personally brought this issue to the Capital Improvements Committee for 3 years, and it made it very clear what the situation is, including the shutting down of the original company. Now, whether it made it to this particular committee, obviously it didn't, based on what's been stated. However, the capital projects new committees that I've been dealing with, and when I personally went to those specific meetings where we discussed capital projects, and when there were a group of people sitting in the room, were extremely aware of what the conditions were, the fact that the company no longer existed, and the fact that equipment was being patched together because it was no longer available. So I just want to make it very clear that this isn't something that all of a sudden just popped up a couple months ago. I've been working on this for 3 years trying to get it into the capital budget.
You know, Mr. Chairman, I'm not inclined to want to quote movies, But what we seem to have here is a failure to communicate from Cool Hand Luke. This is troubling, and I think remedy needs to be had, and in very short order. And I would look forward to our committee being informed as to the remedies that the executive branch and the Sheriff's Department have mutually agreed upon, certainly by the next cycle.
Supervisor Weisen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to make sure of that, I'd like to know if we need maybe a formal request that by our next meeting that the administration and the Sheriff's Department report back to us with a corrective action plan to fix this and how it will be addressed. Want an official request from the committee? I'd like to do that.
Okay. Does that take the form of a motion, or is that just a... So the motion would be for a referral to the Sheriff's Department and Executive for
a corrective action plan on how to deal with this situation and have it ready by our next committee meeting.
Okay.
Supervisor Chairman, Inspector. Supervisor, do I take it that the committee as a whole, I don't know, protocol-wise what the right word would be, is at least from an anecdotal solution recommending that the capital project would probably be the best venue for us to pursue?
I wouldn't infer that yet. I think there might still be questions. I think the idea, sentiment that I heard was that there was some desire to see if the Sheriff's Office and the Executive would agree on a solution, and that people were looking to hear what that was. I know personally I have other questions before I would be able to make such a decision. So we do have the motion for referral. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to the motion for referral, it may be that there would be two parts to a solution, a short-term solution and a long-term solution, which may involve a capital improvements project. One thing I wanted to say that if Inspector Schmidt has gone to, at least for 3 years, has tried to have this project funded, the Capital Improvements Committee has only met one year. So, and when that happens, the Department of Administrative Services gives the committee its recommendations. The recommendations has three. The committee has three supervisors and two mayors on that committee, along with other persons. And I just wanted to say that that for whatever solution will probably be a two-part bifurcation of short-term and then long-term. And given the situation that there should be communication between inmates and families, that I would hope that whatever's going to happen, it happens expeditiously. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Borkowski, and we also have two public comments. Supervisor Borkowski.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to know where Corporation Council is. If this has been out for 3 years, and, you know, and I know we have one attorney on this committee, but, you know, we bring up the whole legality thing, and yet I don't hear anybody from Corp Council weighing in as far as whether or not we should be doing something. That would think after three times, you know, we only have, I think, a dozen attorneys upstairs. I don't know if the action is just to react versus to be proactive, but I'd like to know where Corporation Council has been throughout this process.
Attorney Grady.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, several comments in response. First of all, our office doesn't have any part of the staffing of the Capital Improvements Committee or any involvement other than our own departmental budget in drafting budgets. And so for me personally, I was not aware of this until last week. And I'm sure Mr. Bargan wasn't aware of it. So it's just not something we're involved in terms of capital improvements and bonding projects and deciding what gets bonded and what doesn't. But to more the spirit of what I think Supervisor Borkowski was asking, the jail still has the ability, sort of the old-fashioned ability, to allow people to come and visit, take the inmate to wherever the location is within the jail to have a visit with the person. The problem with that is it's limited to the number of physical spots for that to occur. It costs more money for the transportation and security for the inmates to be watched by the correction officers. And video visitation opens it up to a lot more visitation. They can do it much more cheaply, much more efficiently, and a lot more inmates can get visitation. That being said, and I'm hesitant to say this because I haven't researched it, but my guess at this point is that the old-fashioned system is probably all that is required constitutionally. As long as we have visitation and we allow people to have that visitation in the, quote, old-fashioned way. So I'm not sure that people can sue us. I'm not saying people may not sue us, but I think we would be able to probably defend those suits as long as we still had a visitation system. I don't think there's a constitutional requirement that we have a video visitation system or we have an off-site remote visitation system. So I do believe, although it is clearly something I suspect the committee is in favor of, the sheriff's office, the county exec, everyone is in favor of, I don't know that we have a risk as long as the sheriff can implement a basic visitation system in the sort of old-fashioned way.
When you say the old-fashioned, I mean, currently we have essentially audio visitation. Do you believe that that is insufficient?
I can't answer that question directly. I don't know whether the case law would say that you have to be able to see the person to have a meaningful visit. I don't know the answer to that.
Sorry, Supervisor.
Okay. Now I'm troubled. Okay, Mr. Chairman and committee members, I'm hearing that Corp Counsel is not involved in any kind of capital improvements discussions. You have a direct line. The Corporation Counsel works directly with the county executive. I mean, we shouldn't be putting ourselves in any kind of potential litigation opportunities here. You know, regardless of... I mean, it would seem to me that would be standard procedure that we would say, hey, shouldn't we have somebody from a legalese standpoint watching over us? I mean, so we're just waiting to get sued? Is that the fact that nobody from Corp Counsel seems to be involved with these is troubling, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Additionally, the Sheriff's Department report indicates that in March of 2013, visiting hours and the number of visiting stations were reduced in an effort to reduce strain on fragile equipment. We weren't made aware of that I recall. This committee was not. And if those reductions were made in visiting stations, it may be the purview of the sheriff to do that in the face of reducing strain on fragile equipment. But you know, the civil rights concerns underlying this are clear to me. And unless we arrive rather quickly, as it's been suggested, at a mediated solution to this, be that capital expenditure or whatever, I think we're subject to suit.
We do have a motion for referral to both the sheriff's office and the county executive for a recommendation in the next cycle. We have two public comment cards. First is Kit McNally speaking in favor. It says speaking in favor, and it says for informational only. So if you can clarify that, followed by Philip Burks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and supervisors. I wasn't sure how to check that because I didn't know for sure what was going to be said. Visiting has been a huge issue in the community and with the Benedict Center. which I was formerly engaged with. The Benedict Center started a volunteer visiting program back in 1974 for inmates who didn't have family to come visit them. It was a very strong program, but it underscored what we felt was really a human rights issue for inmates who are in a very tenuous situation. No matter whether they're guilty or not guilty, it's very traumatic to suddenly have your life changed. You're locked up. You have no contact with your family, your children. You have no way to help them do things that they may not know how to do. And for simply, you know, the staff who has to watch over these people, having the family have contact and being able to see the family member has a great deal to do with helping someone acclimate to this really pretty horrendous condition when they're suddenly find themselves locked up. For the family, it's reassuring to see their family member and know that that person is okay, even though they've been locked away and suddenly both of their lives are changing dramatically. I had not realized this was going on. I have been a member of the Jail Huber Committee of the Community Justice Council from the very beginning, and I can, with a great deal of certainty, tell you if the committee had known this was going on, the full committee would have been sending resolutions to say this has to be changed. We would have been working with the sheriff to see what could be changed immediately. It is not something that can wait for an RFP to take a year to correct this. And it's not the kind of thing that we need to add another charge to people who are already incredibly poor to have this kind of contact. We were never in favor of going to video visiting. When the new jail was created, that direct visiting on the pods through glass was considered a best practice. And it was something that really brought that family and the inmate together. It reminded the inmate there's a reason to perhaps change whatever got you in here and get back with your family. But we understood the economy of video visiting. However, audio visiting for someone who is poor, who has to get on a bus, who has to do something, usually it's the girlfriend, wife, mother, they have to make arrangements for their children because they can't bring children in even though there's no visiting on pod anymore. Take a bus usually to get down here, come all the way down and then see a note on the door that says there's audio only. Well, they could have called from home for that. So if we're going to continue this audio-only visiting, somehow the word has to get out to families. This is the only way you will be able to meet with your family member down here. So whatever happens, I hope that the county board, the county executive, and the Community Justice Council can all work together with the sheriff to try to resolve this as soon as possible. It goes beyond civil rights, it goes beyond what's in the code, it goes beyond accreditation requirements, which the jail and the sheriff has said repeatedly they are going to go after but never have. It's human rights. And it's our families, and it's Inspector Schmidt is correct. It is all of your constituents and our neighbors. And this has got to be remedied just as soon as possible. Thank you.
Any questions for? All right. Second speaker, Philip Burks, I believe represents CenturyLink. Speaking in favor. Okay. Defers. Other questions from committee? Inspector? Oh, no problem. So you were from agenda setting, there was this question about the 20 minutes. That was clear. That was clarified.
Yes.
That is in fact part of the offer. But there is no split of the revenue in that model. They take 100% of the revenue as their payment for providing the system.
Mr. Chairman, my understanding is on the beta test that is correct. That would not be the probable end result if an RFP goes forward on that particular system.
So those are the terms while we're testing it, but then an agreement would come forward with some
some offer about what the revenue split would be.
Mr. Chairman, that is correct.
In the case of us purchasing the equipment ourselves, is there a revenue capability, would the offsite component not be part of that, and so no revenue?
Mr. Chairman, there's two ways that could be approached. One is if it remained as is, in other words, another system that duplicates the one that currently is inoperable, there's no cost whatsoever to the inmate. It's 100%. That's what the $1.6 million or $1.5, whatever it would come out to, would pay for. However, there are, on that same system, you can incorporate and add on the external component where people could use the cell phones, computers, and whatever. The major issue with that is that the current bandwidth for the county is not robust enough to handle that type of a infrastructure or the extra bandwidth. So barring updated technology, I don't know what would be possible at this time.
If it was our own system, but the provider would be building that infrastructure for their system, or you don't think that's actually a capability that we would have under either scenario?
Mr. Chairman, I believe, and I'm not very savvy when it comes to the ins and outs of the technical piece, barring having the actual vendors come in and state if they would have to literally use the county system, in other words, piggyback off of if we will, IMSD's infrastructure. I don't know if they could, quote-unquote, build their own infrastructure and it would work. I just don't know the technical piece of that.
Okay. And do we know the there's a reference to the potential of having to archive this, archive the video for longer than 3 months. Is that a requirement that we have or a best practice, or... And do we know what that would cost?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the biggest issue on archiving video is from an investigative standpoint. Once again, if the second concept was used, in other words, where it's not the literal video visitation on site and we go to the externals and so forth, if whatever technology that vendor would put in, the understanding is... At a minimum, IMSD would have to add additional storage space, if you will, server space, and what that costs, I wouldn't know until the RFP was completed.
In the case of us purchasing the system, there would be an RFP, but if we were to go with the vendor proposal, when would we have those details as part of whatever you would bring forward?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. Once again, I want to be extremely cautious from the legal standpoint, and where I would definitely need Corp Counsel's opinion as to can we even legally bring a beta company in and use them short of an RFP. So I don't know that short-term solution where they would come in tomorrow, so to speak, and get set up is legally possible.
Supervisor Weisen, your referral, should it include Corporation Counsel, or do you
if
want
that's
that?
the will of the chair, that's fine with me. I just want somebody to report back to us with a solution by next month.
Right. I guess I would like it to come back in a form that is that can be executed properly.
Mr. Chairman, we're happy to provide input both on, we'll do some research on the civil rights aspect and see what legal concerns there are there to hopefully confirm what I said earlier, but also to address the RFP issue that the inspector brought up.
Very good. With that, the motion is for a referral. Sheriff's Office, County Executive's Office, and Corporation Counsel for a recommendation on a strategy for next month. That is the motion. Any questions on the motion? Further comments on the motion?
Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes. The motion to refer prevails.
Thank you. Item 3.